Matt, we're going live. Matt.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Good, because we're live. Welcome to Hammer Dog!
Dog!
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone, dude.
Atta baby. Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
In the back is Nicholas Meraldo. How you doing?
How you doing?
And Emmett Otter McMahon.
Hey, what's up, Tony? How we doing?
Ah, there you go.
Hey, boy, Mitt.
Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, for this show, practice days. Thursday's a walkthrough. Mitt just nailed the walkthrough, which means he's going to dominate his picks tomorrow.
Always does. Thank you, Mitt.
Hell yeah.
Do you add any picks do you add any college games you're looking at from yesterday to today?
Ooh, I did not add any college games. I started diving into the NFL slate a
lot. Me too.
Baby, man. Dive right in there.
As did
dive right in.
I. We got any, was there any severe line movement over the night?
In college or NFL?
NFL.
Nah, not a bit, my friend.
No, because tonight's still at 7.5.
Yep.
Tonight, before we get into anything, there is a same game parlay.
Hell yeah.
Brought to you by the Pat McAfee Show. Mitt, I don't know if you have the graphic or not. I believe I can remember what it is. Right, what's up?
I do not have it right now.
I did not have it.
I did not kill him.
I did not have it.
I can remember it, I believe. It is Ja'Marr Chase, anytime touchdown score.
Yes, sir.
Joe Mixon, anytime touchdown score. Joe Burrow, over 250.
Yes, sir.
Joe Mixon, over 60.
Yes, sir.
Bengals money line?
Yes, sir.
Am I missing one? Oh, yeah. Trevor Lawrence, over 16 yards.
There it is.
Absolutely nailed it.
There it is. For the win.
You could do that on FanDuel Sportsbook right now. $10. Same game parlay. last time I checked, I believe you wins you 160. I'm not sure what the odds are right now.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't matter, though. $10. You win. You lose. You get the $10 back in a free play.
That's risk-free.
That's what we like to call risk-free.
That is risk-free, my friend.
If you haven't been on the... Excuse my...
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm Gucci. If you haven't been on FanDuel lately, they're doing this new thing where they're putting the most popular same game parlays at the top. Have you seen it yet?
Yeah.
I never liked the same game parlays that people were betting on.
No?
Hmm.
Fade the public.
Now, I think I'm on a few games this week where I'll be with the public. There's some that I'm not with the public. I'll be honest. If you guys want to, it's not Pick Friday, so these aren't our picks yet. But if you want to talk about games that you're interested in and potentially going to do, now's the time. Okay? Is Bruce back here by any chance, Mitt?
No, I did not see or hear him.
Okay. Let me know if he comes back there. Then we can do the money line. Mitt, what games are you looking at last night that you think you may dive into for NFL?
I was looking at Tennessee Titans at the New York Jets.
Yikes.
And the Washington football team at the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
Both I'm kind of scared because I do think a lot of the public's on the Titans. That terrifies me, but the Jets do suck, and I think Washington's just a better team than Atlanta, and Atlanta got their win.
There's a good chance I'll be on Washington. I am deathly afraid of that game, though.
Which one?
Washington and Atlanta.
Nah.
Atlanta opened as favorites. They're obviously not favorites anymore. Washington's a one-point favorite, I believe.
Yeah.
Deathly afraid of that game. Don't know why. I think Atlanta fucking stinks.
I mean... I know Washington's defense has been terrible.
But could be a get-right game here, maybe?
Giants defense stymied Atlanta's offense. I think Washington should be all right.
Bruce
unless
is,
Artie Smith gets cooking.
Yeah, Bruce is back there. 1-833-462-2333. That's what we like to call the money line. You could call that money line. You could talk to us. 1-833-462-2333. Bruce, if the people have been on like the last 2 days, don't let them through. Let's get some fresh blood on the lines.
There you go.
Unless it's Jackson.
Jackson stays.
We may need to hire Dog the Bounty Hunter to find Jackson.
He's in camp, dude. Remember the Titans.
You're right. He is in camp.
He's in camp.
So, yeah, football team scares the shit out of me, but probably going to do it. And you said the Titans, which we just heard that A.J. Brown and Julio Jones may not be playing. So,
do not care.
I don't like I don't care. I don't like them. You guys are fucking crazy.
The way this is going, we might get the Titans at minus 6.5.
Is it dropping because of that news?
Yeah.
What's it at now?
Beautiful. Minus 104. Keep going, baby. Keep going.
I just don't know. I just don't want to lay that on the road with
the Titans. I've sadly watched every Jets game this year.
Yeah, I know.
They are not close. Like, it's not like there's a glimmer of hope. They are not close to anything that resembles a decent football team.
In their defense.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You cannot.
Yeah, no defense.
Listen.
There is no defense.
The defensive they've played that are very good. Broncos.
Broncos, yes.
Pats. Mm. Pats are pretty good.
Decent.
And who'd they play week 1? Why can't I think of it? Man, who'd the Jets play week 1? Why am I asking you? I have it right here. Panthers. Panthers are very good defense.
Okay. Yeah.
Now they get potentially a bottom third defense. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the Jets.
No.
That's not what I'm saying here.
I don't know. I feel like they are very, very bad.
Call me crazy. The public's on it. And I don't think I want to lay the points because the points have moved so much. I think I'm going to potentially take the Browns money line minus 130-ish.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tony.
I don't want to lay the 2.5. I don't need a fucking 31-29 game.
No, we talked about anything 2.5 or less. I'll lay the juice for minus 130 to take money line.
I think the Vikings are probably the most like underlooked team by Vegas this entire year. They're pretty good. Kirk Cousins is playing very good. Their defense is good. I think Zimmer's kind of got it figured out, even though he hates his players.
Here's why I agree. I hear you, Mitt. I really do. If you're familiar with DVOA, it's the thing the Football Outsiders does. The Browns have a huge, huge advantage on offense there. As far as yards per play, Browns are 7th in the league. Vikings are 31st on defense there. Yards per pass, the Browns are 4th. Vikings are 31st. Yards per run, this is the big one because the Browns do love to run the football. They are 3rd. Vikings are 28th. I just don't think the Vikings defense matches up well. Stefanski knows Zim. Zimmer also knows Stefanski.
Cousins has had a clean pocket all year, though. If you start getting to Cousins, that's when things tend to go awry. You make him move, gets happy feet, so on and so on. Like the Browns' defense looked in. I know the Bears' O-line is terrible, but the Browns' defense was insane last week.
To your point, Vikings are 6th in the league in giving up sacks. Yeah. Pretty good. Browns are 2nd in the league getting sacks. So if the Browns can pressure... I think the Browns are the better football team here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm looking at the Panthers. I just think 4.5 is a lot of points for that. I know McCaffrey's out, and that's a huge loss, but...
That Cowboys team, their offense looks like it can't be stopped.
I know.
Like, think about the Niners only scored 17 on the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Cowboys went wild. Like, and Zeke actually looked like he was getting going, too. I don't know. Like, the Panthers' defense is very good. We talked about this earlier. I cannot bet this game. If the Cowboys looked not as good as they did on Monday, I would think about Carolina. But I don't know. I need a full game, the Panthers without CMC.
To
see if it holds up.
It's probably smart. And you may talk me off of this game just by that, but...
To be honest, Tony, my first thought and gut was Panthers as well, and no CMC hurts, but I'm thinking Matt Rhule, Big Mike. I'm leaning Rhule in that situation.
Hell yeah, I'm leaning Rhule. Oh. Big Mike has made admit, don't do your Cowboys thing, dude.
But the Cowboys D has gotten much better.
Big Mike, the last 2 weeks, has gotten not away, but he has shown that he has no idea what he's doing with the clock at any time. And it's at some point going to come back and bite him in the ass.
Yeah, Big Mike is going to Big Mike. But the question about this team was the secondary, and the secondary's been balling out lately. So but I think it's a no-brainer. Cowboys, minus 4.5, come on.
Come on. The clock management against the Chargers, I get. But if Big Mike calls a timeout at before halftime,
yeah, I know,
and the Eagles get a first down, he's an asshole too.
True.
That's my only thing. I understand that he fucked up in LA, the Chargers thing. But if he calls a timeout, the Eagles get, and you know, Dallas had momentum at that point. They were going. They didn't need more points. Like if the Eagles score there, then Big Mike's an asshole too. So that was my only argument there. Like you never know what's gonna happen.
I agree. I do. I agree with you. I think I'm leaning Seattle plus the 3. Against the 49ers. That game's always fucking close. I think Russ might tear that secondary apart.
I want to take the Seahawks. We talked about it, but goddamn, if they can't cover a wide receiver slant.
That's alarming. That's what, and San Francisco loves that.
Like, they were up 17-7 on the Vikings and did not score again.
I know.
And they did the same thing against Tennessee the week before.
They are a frustrating team.
Yeah.
They are a very frustrating team. Denver.
Yeah.
Against the Ravens.
Now plus one.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Lamar's been out of practice the last 2 days. Raps reporting that it's nothing serious. Yeah. It's a back potentially.
I'll go down with the ship here. You know, I've been riding Denver all year. I'm sticking with them. There's no need to hop off now.
Against the run, which is important. They're top 10. They're first against the pass, which, you know, there's that. They are dealing with injuries, but so are the Ravens.
Yeah.
Right, Mitt?
Yeah. I mean, I have enough financially invested in this game already, so I'm not going to bet it. But
what, are you getting an allowance from this game?
My dad would definitely give me something if they get a playoff bonus check this year. We haven't gotten those in a while.
Attaboy, pal. Hey, you're the best. Never change. And then I was looking potentially under in Colts, and then Colts, Miami, and Giants, Saints. That's sitting at 42.5 and 41.5. The only issue with those two games is they opened 45 as far as Colts and Miami, so it's down 2.5 points. And then the Giants and Saints, where is it? That opened 47 and is down to 41. I never want to take a game when the line's already moved 5.5 points or whatever.
No, that's absurd.
If those games were sitting at their original numbers, I definitely would be on the under. But I don't. Maybe I'll tease them up.
Talking totals, Tony, I really, really like the Sunday night Bucks Patriots 49.5 over.
Okay.
Bucks secondary. I mean, shit, number 43 was starting at corner last game. Like, they're going to give up points, and Tom Brady's going to have to at least score.
I think that game, it's all going to be about, can Mac throw the ball? Can the Patriots throw the ball? Because the Bucks don't give up rushing yards. And you would think the Bucks are going to score.
I got a funny feeling.
I'm staying the fuck away.
Yeah, I'm not touching that game, but I got a feeling the Pats are going to cover that number.
That's the way I would lean.
Yeah. For no reason.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
It can't be. The Bucks haven't blown out anybody. Like, they ended up beating Atlanta by a lot, but they were tied with them in the second half. Two defensive touchdowns. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Pats looked like shit against the Saints, but...
Is there any games that you added in the day or that you're looking at?
Packers. I'm all over the Packers. Yeah. Jumped on it when it was a 7. Didn't care. Got it again at 6.5. Even better.
Yeah, Packers minus 6.5. I like. I'm with you on the Seahawks. I'm still thinking about taking the Cardinals at 4.5. I do know why.
Why did I not?
Oh, maybe the numbers love the Rams in that game.
You love the Rams?
I think I might throw a Super Bowl ticket on the Rams. They're so good.
My numbers have these teams pretty much exactly the same. Now, you would think I would then take the Cardinals because they're getting the points. The reason I'm not is that pesky little stat that you sent me the other day.
Which McVay?
Sean McVay, 8-0 against the Cards.
Yeah.
Dominates, I don't like going against that. So probably going to stay away for that reason.
If the Bears stay at 3, I'm not touching that game.
Yeah.
Give me the Lions.
Are you?
Going to play them hard, going to play them close, going to play them tight.
I did it somewhere. Like, I think I picked every money line, and I took the Bears in that one.
No.
Especially if Andy. I'd love to get Andy in there.
If Andy's out there, I would take the Bears. Justin Fields is going to force his way out of town after 2 games.
That was the story this morning, wasn't it?
Hell of a story.
By the way, your line, the line on your beard is unbelievable right now.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I didn't do the work. Did
no.
you?
No, I definitely did not either.
Looks great.
Had a pair of swim goggles on when they cut that thing. It's awesome.
She does a good job. It
fucking looks
amazing. Is that what they do?
She does a good
they
job.
They put goggles on and they...
Like the big ones.
Snowmo. Yes. Or snowboard.
Yeah.
So. That's awesome. When I was young, they used to put a bowl of soup on my head and then they fucking cut my hair like that.
Campbell's?
We all had that.
No, not Campbell's.
I love like the soup bowl cut.
Like a cereal bowl.
Bowl cut was legendary.
Mitch, you ever have bowl cut?
No, bowl cut wasn't cool when I was that age. I had like the Bieber long hair, like little swoosh.
Oh, Hoover High.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thought you were from Bama.
I mean, I don't know. We called it the Bieber swoosh.
Oh, okay. See, my generation called it the Hoover High.
Bieber swoosh.
Because they were on like a Friday Night Lights ESPN show, and every kid from Hoover, Alabama had the same haircut.
I called it the Jay Cutler. Mm. He was the first person I saw that had it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
That baby Jay. Jay. Hope he figures out those parking lineups at school.
What happened?
His Instagram stories are always just him talking about the parking lineup at school, picking up his kids. He can't figure it out.
What a human being
he
is.
He's the best. Absolute best.
Let's go to the lines. Sean from California, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer Don. Hey, shout out you guys. Appreciate all you do. Fuck the trolls.
Thank you,
Sean.
Shout out.
What do you think about Virginia +5 tonight? Miami looks like piss. They look pretty good. Also, tease it up to 6.5, -140. Hammer down.
Thank you, Sean.
Sean.
There.
Did you watch Virginia last week?
I cannot touch this game with a...
Virginia's quarterback is right-handed, but he plays quarterback with his left hand.
Shit, I wouldn't even touch this game with your penis, dude.
I want to. I want to take the U so bad. I really do.
I'm gonna end up taking the U tonight, Gump. I mean, fuck it.
It was -5.
Yeah, dude, that team.
Is
stinks.
That what
it was?
At,
6.
It opened at 3.5,
and then it got up to 6 yesterday.
Both these teams stink. I might even take an under.
I mean, the thing
what?
Is, the thing
that's not the way to go. I don't know. Maybe
thing,
though.
The thing is, if I bet Miami and then Virginia shows up and plays, then that'll be a fucking broken TV situation. So I think I'll sit this one out.
I think you probably should sit this one out.
As much as I love,
that's 3.5.
Much as I love Dick
it's
Diaz,
it's where it opens. It's
what's
3.5.
That?
3.5.
Miami.
Miami's -3.5
tonight.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Let's go. After everything you just said, dude.
The sucker for pain. Let's go.
After everything you just
I
said.
I tell you, I watched all 4 quarters of Virginia take my soul. This is a pity bet for myself.
I can't believe you. You are...
Gumpy texted me, and when he texted me, I live bet Virginia right then
because
I thought they were going to come back. They couldn't even cover.
No, he texted you Virginia
points
because he probably sent me the same text and said Virginia stinks.
Yeah,
I'm definitely the guy who, like, 2 minutes into a ball game, just knows the bet is dead. Like Virginia's defense running in circles like fucking Tecmo Bowl and letting the quarterback throw to a wide open guy. I kind of figured Virginia was dead.
There is a good chance I'm going to take Tulsa tomorrow night against Houston. They have a huge advantage in the pass game, so that's what I'm looking at potentially there.
I'll be taking
Iowa, Maryland.
I will die on that hill.
Okay. While we were talking about NFL, we talked about tonight's game a little bit. 7.5. Total is 46, I think. Something like that. Let me make sure. 46.5. 7.5, 46.5. Bengals defense has been really good this year, actually. Top five categories that I look at and pay attention to. Jacksonville's defense has been bad. Jacksonville's offense has been bad. And the Bengals' offense is middle of the road. Yep. So that's where you get the 7.5 at. I'm not willing to lay the 7.5 on the Bengals tonight. I said my bet earlier on Pat's show. The Jaguars in the first game this year in the first half scored 7. In the second game this year in the first half, they scored 7. Third game this year, they scored 13 in the first half, but obviously most of those points came from the kick six at the end of the half.
Yes, sir.
I'm going under the 9.5 for the Jags.
All right.
First half tonight.
You ready for this?
Can't wait.
I do not like 7.5.
Are you alt spreading this?
I'll take the Bengals -6.5 at -130.
One what?
-130.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What, man?
I wish I fucking thought of that. I took him at 7.5.
So I only know that because in a same game parlay, I also alt spread it down to 6.5. Why did we do that from 7.5 to 6.5?
Yeah. I just can't. I was thinking about doing Bengals between 1 and 13, and I can't do it. That choosing betting for a team to win, but by not too much, is I'm not willing to ride that roller coaster all game long.
Done doing that.
So if the Bengals get up big, I'll be happy.
And for those of you who are listening to the show who are newer to betting and newer to betting football, 7.5 is a bad number to be on the favorite, a good number to be on the underdog. Because most NFL games land between 0 and 7 as far as the difference in the score at the end of the game. Most of them fall between 0 and 3.5. The key numbers, 3, 7, 10, 4. You never want to be on the half side if you're taking the favorite.
No, thank you.
My same game parlay that I put together tonight is my under 9.5 first half, alt spread, Bengals -6.5. The under alt spread 49.5, and then James Robinson under 53.5, and that's +382.
Under for James.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, I guess
I like James Robinson.
I love James Robinson. When he was getting the ball, that was when they were in the game against Arizona.
Exactly. And you would think that maybe they'll figure that out, but they're still, now they've been behind in games. So they're still 30th in the league in rushes per game.
Yeah.
While they're 5th in yards per rush. Like, when they do run the ball, it's good. I just hope they don't do it tonight. That's my only thinking. And because since he's had a good rush defense.
Very true.
I like James Robinson.
Yeah, I like
James Robinson. I think they should run the ball a fuck ton more. But they won't.
Let's see what the Bengals got here, right? Could be this is my only fear, is they just knocked off the Steelers, probably feeling pretty good about themselves.
I assume so. Right? They were feeling pretty good in the media this week.
Yeah, so that's my only fear, is maybe... bit of a trap.
I love the odds boost of Jamar Chase to lead the game in receiving yards.
What is it?
That's the odds boost.
No, I know. What's the?
I think. I think it's 260. If I believe. One second.
I'll look at it too. I'll fucking find it.
Along that line, I saw a match special that I'm going to sprinkle on. Okay. Joe Burrow to have 300 plus passing yards and Jamar Chase to have 100 plus receiving yards is +600.
Wow.
I don't know about Burrow throwing for 300, but again, I'm going to sprinkle.
Same. Joe Burrow to have 1 plus passing touchdown in each half is +170.
I am all over that.
Okay.
And of course,
go ahead.
Trevor Lawrence over 16.5 rushing yards. I'm not going to touch Burrow's. He's at 8.5.
He could, Trevor could get that in one rush.
He could. He's gone over that twice. Mm-hmm. And I think he rushed for 22 and 27 yards. And then week one, he didn't have, I think he had like negative yards.
Let me see what the Bengals are at getting to the quarterback. 11th as far as sack percentage. So they'll probably pressure him a little bit. Hopefully he gets out of the pocket and runs for a few.
So I parlayed the Trevor Lawrence over with Joe Mixon anytime touchdown and the Bengals to win by 1 to 13 points at +600.
Okay.
I like +673 to be exact.
Mitch from Minnesota, what do you got?
What's up, Mitch?
What up, Mitch?
Hammer Don.
Hammer Don.
Don.
Well, boys,
you already talked about the Miami game, so I won't ask you about that. But just want to tell you quick, I was just our sports gambling last year, sucked at it. This year we're 28-12, so thank you, boys.
Bad boy, Mitch.
Thank you, boys.
Bad boy, Mitch.
Bad boy, Mitch.
And tonight, I think I'm going the other way from you guys, so I just took Marvin Jones anytime touchdown plus 225. I don't know where it's at right now.
I like Marv Jones. I got nothing wrong with Marv Jones. Little Marv Jones garbage touchdown.
Love those,
big
dude.
Big Marv.
You taking anything tonight before besides your same game parlay?
Same game parlay plus 1600 feels like a lock to me.
Does.
Somebody just walked in the office, by the way.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I thought we had locked doors around here. Somebody literally just walked in. That's why I came into here, actually, was to escape that potential conversation.
Smart.
But anyways, life's a gamble. You know, you never know if that person's walking in. That's why this is the greatest sports gambling show out
there. Were they carrying?
No, they seem to be lost and very surprised about what they walked into.
Who's dealing with it, Zeke?
No, I think old CFO Phil is potentially going to talk.
Nice.
Yeah, CFO Phil's still here. You got to catch on a flight. But boys, I've been listening to these picks and these calls.
Okay.
Today's show might be the best show you guys have ever
had. I was just thinking actually before you came in. Not a bad show today.
It's been a great show. You guys have crushed it, honestly. I just want to come in here and I didn't want to rattle the show. I didn't want to get the show off course. I didn't want to do anything like that. I just wanted to tell you my same game parlay tonight. I feel as if it's just an absolute lock.
Hell yeah.
That guy who can't catch
Jamar Chase, he can't catch. All he does is catch his touchdowns.
I don't like him.
He scored a touchdown tonight.
He probably will. I just want to let you know I don't like the guy.
Okay. Joe Mixon scoring a touchdown tonight.
I like that guy.
You like that guy?
Runs hard.
Joey Burrow's throwing for over 250 yards.
Thank you, Joe Burrow.
Thank you.
Jacksonville 30th in the league against the pass.
Boom. How you doing? Keep moving. Those are stats on our side.
If Joe Burrow doesn't, that's not on you. That's on him.
That's on Joe Burrow. It's Thursday night in Cincinnati, dude. Come on. Come on, let it eat you a little bit. You know what I mean? And then also Joe Mixon over 60 yards rushing.
Love it.
Love it.
They give him the ball 20 times a game on average. I mean, 3 yards a carry. Let's do it, Joe.
No big deal. You can do that. And then obviously Cincinnati money line.
And? Trevor Lawrence revenge game over 16 yards.
16 and a half yards, yeah. I forgot about that because that's a lock.
People forget this is a Trevor Lawrence revenge game. He lost in the national championship to Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
Oh, yeah.
That is true, Tony. That's a good point.
Brought Travis Etienne back to college.
Yeah.
That game.
Mm-hmm. He's unfortunately not playing tonight. Liz Frank, that bitch, ruined his foot.
Tommy John and Liz Frank, the sons of bitches.
You think they have sex?
Jeez.
Absolutely. Dairy Queen probably watches. It's an old one.
Just off the... That is an old one?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Dairy Queen is always... In Burger
we were talking about this the other day. Old heads who still do radio.
God, they got 50 years of shit.
50 years of shit in their head, dude. The best.
We did talk about this 2 days ago. Like, man, imagine like 20 years from now when we can just collect shit over the years.
Yes.
The amount of dumb things that are going to happen and be said. They got such a, that's quite an advantage.
Hey, while in the records, this isn't the greatest Thursday night of all time. I am kind of excited, though, to watch Trevor Lawrence play a full NFL football game.
Me too, because we were talking out there. That's potentially how the game's going to go. But the we were talking out there. I don't think any of us have seen a live snap of Jacksonville this year.
I watched only what they showed on Red Zone. Red Zone, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched them almost backdoor Arizona last week. That was about it.
Yep. But that's just like on. I think none of us have like watched the game. You know what I mean?
No.
Like to watch a game.
Nope.
And I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but I am kind of excited about that. And when we tweeted out the clip about how we were excited to watch this game and see Trevor and, you know, Joey Burrow and Zach Taylor and Urban and all the selling points, a lot of texts and open tweets saying, you guys are fucking full of shit. They're saying that we're lying. I'm actually pumped.
Yeah.
Listen, those are the same people who 6 weeks ago would have cut off their penis to watch a football game.
I agree.
And what, now they're too good for this Thursday night football game?
No, aren't you all high and mighty? How high is that horse they're sitting on?
Pretty fucking high.
We love football or we love football?
Well, we love good football.
Pat, don't you think in the spirit of all this excitement in this show that is a gambling show,
mute his mic.
Tone should give us, at the very least, a lean against the spread tonight.
Agree. We'll count it as a half.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, lean. You're like, you know, maybe a quarter.
I lean to the under.
In the first half for the Jags.
That's a pick.
Oh, that's outright pick.
Yeah.
Hey, the total will work. You're going under?
I lean to the under.
All right.
Here we go.
Good play, Tony.
Bad football, says Tone.
That's not a pick, though, Tony?
No.
I'm picking the over.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Let's go, Mitt. Jeez. Hey, Mitt's hanging up on people on fucking shows.
This might be Mitt's best day ever.
Fucking let's go, Mitt.
His eyes are still open.
I was going to say, have you not smoked that much today?
I've smoked like a normal amount today.
Delta 8, obviously.
Bullshit. Connor, you here for a fucking same game that you got dialed up?
He can't hear you yet.
Oh, okay.
We need more headphones. I think that is something when we build the next studio, we need more headphones.
I got some right here.
I think they should just, you should just hit a button and they just pop down from the ceiling.
That'd be cool, like in an airplane. But like the...
like the breathing mask.
Yeah, which by the way, it would not inflate, yeah. But air is moving. I think we should have an ability to turn on the sound though. You know, like in the room.
Yeah, so you don't need them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cough button?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like a cough button?
Yeah,
like I feel like when we were in the Bob and Tom studio, we had that ability.
The cough, but no, but I'm talking about like...
To even turn on.
Yeah, just sound. I'm talking about like actual sound. You know, because it'd be nice if I could just say, and just have the sound, have it be quiet enough. It's not getting picked up here, but we'll figure it out.
What do you got, Connor?
I hope to hear you, Connor, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, because sometimes I will be like, when I was back in the booth in the phone call thing, I had one of those, and it was electric. Oh, yeah. Nothing like it.
When you were doing the Woody Page.
Exactly, when I was doing the Woody Page.
Oh, yeah, with the sign. Thing behind you.
I got a bunch of shit.
For tonight?
I got a bunch of shit. Okay, start it off. Mixon, first half touchdown. Jamar Chase, second half touchdown. Bengals to win by 14+. Bengals to be leading at halftime. Bengals to win the game. Burrow, 275+ passing yards. And Joe Mixon, over 16.5 receiving yards.
Okay.
That will be plus 6,300.
Let's go, dude!
I don't see why not.
No, I don't see why not.
Hey, I can't wait to see what inch thing affects that. Mm-hmm.
Like Joe Mixon getting tackled on like a 15-yard reception, and then he doesn't get 16.5. I could see it.
I could see him scoring by Gronk on Sunday so bad.
Connor, before you continue.
Come back.
Before you continue, you talked about earlier today on your show how can't take money line on this game unless it's in a parlay because it's minus 350. However, though, if you're confident in the Bengals, if to have them lead at half and the win the game is minus 155.
It's not bad.
So that's a little trick of the trade if you
yield double result.
Yeah, the old double result and you having it in your same game.
And I think I saw it on his card. He sent me while I was trying to put the same game parlay. He sent me that
old double result.
Double result, Cincinnati. I think. My wife had that on in one of. She asked what that was on a thing, and we had to look it up. And it seems like that is a good way to get around the incredibly harsh odds of a team you think is going to dominate.
I had a six game double result last weekend. It lost because one team did lead at half, and it was the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Arizona Cardinals, and they fucked me.
And those odds are massive.
Kick return.
Hey, that was pretty sweet though.
Because you can also bet like the draw tie game at halftime.
Yeah, you can
come out. This is another one. This is I put a few more units, if you will.
Okay,
a
couple units
one.
On this.
Oh wow,
a few more.
That was more of a half unit, quarter unit, same game parlay with the plus 6,000.
Yeah, hey, big yoon, dude.
Big
yoon.
Big yoon.
Big Yoon, dude. Let's go.
Mixon, second half touchdown. Boyd, first half touchdown. Jamar Chase, anytime touchdown.
Here we go.
That's plus 2169. I like that one a lot. Yeah, please. Bengals, they have to get this done or else, you know, it's all just hogwash anyways. Just because of that thought, maybe they don't get it done. Maybe, you know, the other team comes out, the Jags, they come out and play. I didn't do one of those parlays because usually I do, but I just don't think that there's any chance. For instance, last week I did it with the Texans. I had like Ingram 2 scores. And like after the game, I said to myself, why am I such an idiot sometimes? Because obviously the Texans and Davis Mills weren't going to score more than one touchdown, if that.
Isn't that annoying, that conversation immediately after a game and even while a game's happening? Like, how was I so fucking sold on this?
Yeah. That's the thing. Football is the only sport more than anything where you will watch it out and be like, how did I think the other way? Like every other sport, I'm like, okay, like I think I was on the right side, like some shit happened. Like with football, you will get smacked early.
Mm-hmm. And it's always like something that's obvious.
Yes.
That would have been be obvious.
Like if the Cardinals cover against the Rams, I'll be like, yeah, I thought they should have. Yeah. But if you go on the other side and the Rams completely dog walk him, you'll be like, of course, I should have known that.
By the way,
it's an of course thing.
McVay 8-0 against the Cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Matthew Stafford is going to win the MVP probably.
Definitely take the over.
Like I said, my numbers have them as even teams, but the McVay.
Oh, you got numbers this year?
I got numbers this year.
Cliff's very good on the road, though.
Hold on. I agree. Cliff is very good. And also, Kyler can go off any moment. Nuke can make a play. Okay, I like that a lot. I didn't know you had a full algorithm. You're an algorithm guy now? You got a full...
I got a spreadsheet.
What do your numbers say tonight?
Tony numbers.
So, yeah, what's your number saying tonight? What's your algorithm saying for tonight?
My numbers...
This is not a pick.
No.
Tonight is that the line is spot on, so I'm not going to...
Joe Burrow, 8-3-1 ATS as an NFL starter. How the fuck can the line
be spot on? There's a hook.
Vegas knows.
Yeah.
He's saying it's a 7-point game. Vegas knows.
I mean, a lot just happened. 8-3-1 Joe Burrow, it's a huge deal there, all right?
I should have let our new segment finish. Not a pick.
Yeah, not a pick, what the numbers say. Yeah. My numbers say with Tone Diggs. How about your algorithm so spot on? Is the rest of the week also chalk down there with your are you running the fucking sports books numbers? Did you get their code?
No.
This is the first time. You've heard of these numbers, I guess?
I only knew about the college numbers.
So the first time we heard about the numbers, and it just so happens to be exactly the same as what the sports book had. I mean,
pretty good numbers. That's why I'm not taking tonight. I'm not taking the game.
Smart. People that have numbers can't be doing it if their numbers match up to what the sports book's saying. But the first time I've heard of it, it is exactly matching up. Is that going to happen on a regular basis? Or are your numbers that dialed in, you think?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see as the weeks continue.
Do your numbers have any thoughts on division winner parlays cashing out? Because I have two that I'm very curious about, Tony.
Okay, what are they?
Okay, so...
Numbers.
The first one is... Yeah, just tell me what the numbers say.
Okay.
The first one's the Browns, Packers, Bucks, Chiefs to win the division. Just a four-teamer, okay? Okay. And that's 150 to win 1,200. So it's almost like,
Is there a cash-out option right now?
There's a cash-out option right now, but it's $96.
Mm-hmm. So I would hold on to that one.
I would hold on to that one.
Okay.
This is the one I actually need advice on.
Okay.
It's 200 to win 39 grand.
Jesus.
Rams, Bucks, Packers, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills, Titans, Browns. The Chiefs are the only team that's kind of up in the air right now. Is
there a cash out option on that one?
Yeah, it's 330.
Oh, only $330?
Yeah, no. But what I'm saying is, do I bet on like the Chargers? Like, do I hammer them to win the division?
Let this week play out. Because if the Raiders beat the Chargers, if the Broncos lose, like, this is a big week. Correct.
Were we asking the numbers or everybody?
I was asking the numbers.
Oh, sure.
But I like that.
I do not have numbers.
Gumby, you don't. You have numbers?
There's no numbers in here for division.
The only numbers.
Fuck!
He said the numbers didn't.
God damn it!
Yeah.
This
is a week to week.
The only numbers I know is paint by numbers, my friend.
Right. Hey, and you're great at it.
Oh, yeah.
But I do appreciate, that's probably good sound advice from what I heard as well. Let's go one more week. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, because obviously...
Chiefs are still favorite.
Chiefs to win the division.
Still favorite to win the Super Bowl
right now.
Because if the Broncos drop a game, Connor,
yeah,
to the Ravens, mm-hmm. and then obviously the Raiders and Chargers, one of them are going to lose the game. So
I'm hoping the Raiders. Honestly, I'm more worried about the Chargers.
A lot of season left for some of those teams.
So much season. That's why it's just.
It's a good bet.
Hey, but that Deal or No Deal cash out number will change quickly.
It will.
I will let you know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it will.
Well, that's why, like, if this gets up to, like, 20 or even 15, I'm taking it.
Have to.
Yeah.
But then, whenever it inevitably hits after you do that, you're a terrible person.
Did you say 1,000, Connor?
Yeah.
You should definitely.
What did mine get up to? Hold on. I had, like, one that was, like, 13,000 or something last year.
Oh, I thought
it got up to, like, 50 when Arizona was in the league.
Yeah. And I didn't cash out.
No, it was Bucks
Saints. What was I doing?
Bucks Saints was the last game.
Yeah,
and
but
then the Bucks got blown out.
No, Arizona was playing
Miami,
the Dolphins.
Arizona.
Oh, before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Miami, Arizona. But the cash out was up at, like, 15,000 or something like that. And I was like, nah. And then all of a sudden, the Dolphins murder me.
Here you go. Looking for more money when you had your first show money.
Think bingo.
Ended up with no money
at all. Yeah. Sad story.
Sad story.
But it's a shame your numbers can't even help us with that type
not
of stuff.
Not through the division. No,
that's what I was.
The numbers are going to have to mature a little bit to get to
come
those types
on,
of things.
Numbers.
Get division numbers next year.
God.
Ask the numbers. What a game.
Tony numbers.
Old Tony digits.
Tony
numbers.
Tone numbers.
Now, this is the first year that this has happened, so they may be off.
When I get paid, I'm betting with the tone numbers.
What?
Oh, yes. Tone numbers, dude. Are you serious? This is awesome because you have said that whenever gamblers come into the office and you ask them, you say, do you have like a, are you a feel better or do you have a like a program? And anytime that they would say feel bet, you'd be like, not a fucking actual gambler. I don't want to hear it.
That guy's a fraud.
That guy, that's exactly what you would say. Now this is the first time you have like your own full thing, right?
That guy and I went head to head, by the way, one weekend and it was a slaughter.
It was. I won a lot of money off that weekend. Thank you for that.
Did you get paid?
Yeah.
That was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend.
But it, the numbers thing, is this that difficult to do? I assume it's just incredibly difficult.
So it's easy to like put numbers in a sheet on what you think's important and blah, blah, blah. The hard part, which I have not dialed in yet, is then converting it to what do you think the spread should be? And then comparing the spread to what you think.
So you have the numbers, you just don't know what to do with the numbers.
Correct.
Okay, good. All right, so you got the Bengals or the Jags tonight? Your numbers.
It's spot on.
Spot on. But he doesn't know.
It's unbelievable.
He's actually betting on a 7.5 push.
But he doesn't know. He literally just said he doesn't know.
This is a 7-point game in my eyes.
So you're a feel better that also has numbers that can maybe make you feel better about your feelings.
Correct.
He's got it all.
I like it. That's smart betting.
Exactly.
That's smart betting.
It's kind of like analytics in football. You're just kind of using this to make yourself feel a certain way, but really you have no fucking clue what's going to happen.
That's right. Jesus.
Nobody does.
Analytics.
Except for Warren Sharp.
Is this guy serious?
What's the deal with you guys and Warren Sharp, by the way? Feels like the tide have turned a little bit from you guys on Warren Sharp. Is it because you got your own numbers now?
Oh.
No.
Is that what it is, you think?
The Sharp numbers versus the Diggs numbers.
You can't tweet every weekend like you're the greatest NFL head coach of all time.
Like, just constantly burying coaches when I'd like to see Sharp on the sidelines with a clipboard and see what he did under pressure.
So you don't like the fact that he is not putting himself in the boots. He's just hindsighting.
Yeah. If Todd Haley did it, fucking go ahead, pal.
Seriously.
Legend. Legend of the game.
I do appreciate Warren Sharp's additives to the sports media world, but I guess that would get annoying. I don't see those tweets, so I guess I'm out of the loop there.
Teams do consult him. He did say that. He has done consulting for teams analytically.
And he sells picks at the same time.
Can't do that.
John from Connecticut, what do you think about tonight's game?
Hold on, so you guys have turned. Jeez, did you hear that?
Wait, does he really fucking do that?
He's selling picks.
Canadian nice, dude. Unbelievable. Warren Sharp.
You cannot do that.
I'm a fan, dude. I don't know what's going on around here.
He's awesome. He knows football.
I'm not sure there's anyone left on the internet Gumpy hasn't turned off.
I know. True. Jesus.
That is not true.
Hasbulla.
That is not.
Hasbulla is the only one.
I love Bula.
John from Connecticut, what do you got tonight?
How's it going, boys? Hammer Don.
Don.
Hey, I don't know. This feels like a trap game for the Bengals tonight. I appreciate the hell out of you guys for printing me some money this baseball season.
Thank you, John.
But I am going to go with the first half under 23. Mm. Both teams stink in the first half. Hammer Don, boys.
Hammer Don.
What's the numbers there?
I only looked at the numbers.
I took the Bengals first half over. It's 13.5. I don't love that.
You don't love the caller?
No.
John from Connecticut.
He's also from Connecticut.
Which is your guy.
No, Connecticut is my arch nemesis.
You're not from Connecticut?
No, dude.
You can do better than Connecticut is your arch nemesis.
It is. Forever.
Bengals first half have scored 14, Connor. That would get you a win, right?
That's right. Yeah, 13.5. I need 2 scores in the first
Zero.
Half.
Zero. So they're averaging 7 at this point.
Okay, what do the numbers say?
And then they had 14 last week.
Boom, so they're 2 for 3, so they're 2 for a fucking 0.
Nah.
So what are they averaging? They're averaging 10.5 then.
God damn it.
They're averaging 10.5?
28 divided by 3.
Is 9.5.
Well, because 14, then 0 would be 7. Then 14, you just split the 7 into 14, right? 3.5, you'd add.
10.5.
Is that what it would be?
I don't know. Or you do. I did the just 28 divided points that scored.
They're going to have 8. They're going to have 17 points in the first half tonight, anyways.
You and I have very different numbers. See, I know how we can get our numbers.
Mine are close. They're close. Mine's 9 something. They're 9 something.
Big math show.
Hey, Connor, they should get over the 13.
I mean,
first,
I hope
right?
so. I hope so. I also just realized I did actually put together a just-in-case Jags parlay.
Oh, I love that. So self-handicapping yourself with a bet.
I would never do that. I'm self-handicapping.
Okay, what's your just-in-case? What's your just? What's your JIJ?
My pick of the night? My Jidge pick of the night.
What's this?
The just in case Jags.
Just in case Jags pick. Is Dan Arnold first? Not first score. Excuse me. Anytime score. This is his first game with the Jags. Come over from Arnold. The
great tight end.
He's bringing that. He's bringing that undefeated swagger from the Panthers over to the Jags.
Yeah, he was acquired in the trade of the corner.
Yeah, CJ Henderson. Wasn't
talked about much.
Yeah. No, because they're kind of both stink, but not tonight. Dan Arnold score. Trevor Lawrence. He's going to boot out to the right. Score. Rush in for the touchdown. Yeah. And then the third one is actually the Bengals tight end CJ Uzomah. Uzomah. Excuse me. And I think
you gave it a go though.
I think those three together. I mean, it's $12 to win 2,300. I feel like there's a chance.
That's your jizz.
That's my jizz pick of the week. This. Thursday.
What's it called?
Zhizh, just in case Jags pick of the week.
So it'll ever forever changing. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Just like, in case.
What's next week's? Yeah. What's next Thursday's game?
Probably a barn burner if I had to take a guess.
These Thursday night games have been electrifying.
It's Rams at Seahawks next Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you'll have a gist bet.
Now we eat.
No just in case in that one.
Now we eat.
Probably right. Cooper Kupp, Woods, hey, Metcalf, Lockett.
Thank you for your time on Hammer Down. Thank you, Connor.
Hey, anytime. Go Sox, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
We will get to our baseball.
Get in that playoff, baby.
Alex from Iowa, what do you got?
Hammer Don. Hey, I got another UFC parlay for you boys this weekend.
Let's go.
Waiting for Alrighty. This, dude.
Nico Price and Thiago Santos, two-legger, another +150.
Santos, okay.
You add in Kevin Holland, who's been training on his wrestling with Hasbulla. That's +319.
Is that real, Alex? That he has been training with Hasbulla?
If he's over in Dagestan, Hasbulla was with Habib yesterday, and Kevin was with Habib. So
ipso facto, okay. I almost hung up on you for lying to me. Don't lie.
I'm not.
I know. Continue.
Okay, and then I have some football numbers I wanted to hear you guys discuss.
Okay.
Home underdog since 2005 of 6-plus points after losing by 20-plus are 60.7% the next week, and that would be the Eagles +7 and the Jets +7 this week. God bless and hammer down.
Thank you, Alex. I may fucking get in the mud and take the Jets this week.
You son of a bitch.
I might do it.
I hope you do.
I hope I do,
I hope
too.
You do.
You know what? I hope I do.
Piss that money away.
Why?
What?
I might take the fucking Jets, dude.
Good. Do it.
I ain't taking the Eagles, though.
Do it now, because it's going to get to -6.5. You better get it at 7.
Is it at 7 right now?
Yep. Tony Diggs is locking in Jets +7 for Sunday.
I might do it. Don't fucking tempt me.
What is stats like that even? Like, what the hell was the point of even saying that?
So basically what happens is when a team gets blown out, the next weekend they
bounce back.
Yeah, it's a bounce back, and also the number is skewed because of the blowout and the public perception. That makes sense. Josh, what do you got?
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Dad.
Hey, boys, as a former Marine, I just got to say I appreciate you guys. I appreciate PMS. I appreciate the pod. Going through some shit in my life being a Marine. You guys get me through the days every week. I appreciate y'all.
Josh, thank you for your service. And keep battling, Paul.
Thank you.
As for tonight's picks, I got the Braves -0.5. First five, they're going to close it out tonight.
Right.
And, Tone, I heard you talking on Pat's show today about Trevor Lawrence throwing an interception. You said it was like -2 something.
Yeah.
On my book, I got him at throwing over 1.5 at +160. I'm hammering that. You boys have a good evening. Hammer down.
Thank you, Josh.
I am parlaying those picks. Salute to that guy. That dude's a legend. That's hitting tonight.
Thank you, Mitt.
Baby, Mitt.
Are you doing that strictly because you fucking didn't support the troops before?
I fucking love the troops. My great-grandpa was not a Marine, but he was in the Army.
Me too. Storm Normandy. We appreciate all troops on this show. Don't you ever fucking forget it. Even the Canadian troops.
Yeah, my grandpa was in the Navy.
See?
R.I.P. Donald.
Canadian Navy.
Absolute legend.
R.I.P. Donald.
Thank you, Donald.
Thank you, Donald. Let's get into baseball.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm on a hiatus until the playoffs start on Wednesday.
I'm getting taken out back in Europa League today, so.
I don't know if you've heard, breaking news, Wainwright's starting the wild card game.
I hope it's announced the Dodgers. Today. I hope they beat the Dodgers.
That'd be awesome,
I'd love it.
That way you know who would go, Scherzer versus Wainwright. Battle of 2011.
Cards might be plus 1.5 there.
Oh!
That'd
be awesome. Ball tonight.
Not much tonight. Taking the Jays with Robbie Ray against the Yanks. Kluber's going for the Yanks.
Okay.
First five money line, Jays.
Okay.
Second one. Friend of the program.
Mr. Bieber. Mr. Shane Bieber. Bieber.
My guy.
Let's go, Biebs!
First five money line. I got it this morning. I think it's been going up. I would take it first half result
versus
as well.
Versus Angel Zerpa.
Yeah. So those are my two. Jays first five money line. Cleveland first five money line. Tomorrow to Ligue 1.
Ligue 1. French.
Lens money line. They're 1-8. They're playing Stade Reims. Reims is decent, but Lens is on a different level this year. I like them at home.
Okay. Is that it?
There's only the one game tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow, Picks Friday, we will have all of our college football picks. We will have all of our NFL picks. We will have all the footy picks for the weekend. We will have our UFC picks that are undefeated in all time.
No boost yet.
We will have our MLB diamond picks. Canadian football.
No. That's where we draw the line.
No Canadian football.
No. Stinks.
Okay.
Can't bet it on FanDuel.
You're right.
Can't do it.
Then we're out.
Can't do it.
I do have to get something figured out because I couldn't do teasers for college football and FanDuel today. So what the fuck is going on?
You okay. Allowed to do that?
Teasers?
On college football?
Hell yeah.
I thought you weren't.
Tony, sometimes I have to log out and log back in and like re-verify my location.
Yes, because last week I had a two large teasers. Every single game hit. And it came to one last game. One last game. Two large teasers. One last game. And they weren't even close to covering that teaser. And that team was the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Jesus. I'm done with them. I ain't doing it.
Fuck them.
I mean, they blew out Virginia, but we saw what Virginia is.
Yeah.
That's why it was always Dick Diaz and the U.
Good luck, dude. Fucking, I wish you the best of luck. I really do. We can't thank you guys for listening enough. If you want to go to the store, that shirt's on it. Gumby's wearing a sweet shirt.
Yeah, navy blue. It's nice.
Store.patmcafeeshow.com.
Come.
Instagram is Twitter. Sorry, Instagram is not Twitter.
Instagram is Twitter.
Twitter and Instagram is @HammerDon.
Yep. And if we have a losing day, you know, lose our first two bets in the day, you know, maybe we're not ice cold. Maybe it's just a slow start, but I appreciate you telling me. It was a good run.
YouTube.com/HammerDon. I don't know what just happened. Don't know what happened there. That's never happened. Can't thank you guys enough. We'll see you tomorrow, 15 minutes after Pat's show, which I believe will be a little earlier tomorrow. Pick Friday. Pick Friday. Pick Friday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done. Done. Done.